huge gap between the reported deaths and COVID deaths from Madhya Pradesh government's data. The death registry data shows a 290% jump during the second wave, but the official COVID deaths don't reflect this. Like Bihar, did Madhya Pradesh also massively underreport its COVID deaths? Government data reveals massive underutilization of vaccine doses at private hospitals. Only 17% of stocks were used in the month of May. No change in tax on vaccines, but other items see a reduction. GST Council decides to continue with a 5% tax rate on vaccines, brings down tax. However, on COVID essentials like temperature checking and equipments and also the ambulances. And it's a Bengal minister versus the centre over the GST on COVID items. The war has begun. Amit Mitra says, my voice ignored at the GST meet. Anurag Thakur responds saying, the finance minister never stifled dissent in GST Council. One Earth, One Health. Prime Minister Modi's G7 outreach. Today's day two. And the story about the amazing powers of numbers and what magic people can do. How the life of a three-year-old in Hyderabad has been saved with the world's most expensive medicine. A single dose given intravenous that costed 16 crore. Let's begin with a worrying indicator that is of a possible massive undercounting of COVID-19 deaths in the state of Madhya Pradesh this time. The number of reported deaths in the state during the second wave of the pandemic was over three times more than the average number of deaths reported during these months in the pre-COVID times. However, the official figures from COVID deaths are only a fraction of these excess deaths reported. Now, in Madhya Pradesh, government data is showing a huge gap between the reported deaths versus COVID deaths, and the death registry also showed 290% jump during the second wave. But the official COVID deaths do not capture that massive jump. The Madhya Pradesh death count at this point, remember, after Bihar now, did Madhya Pradesh also underreport its numbers? And at a time when the vaccine shortage is being reported across the country, government data has shown that only 17% of doses were utilized in the private hospitals last month, leaving them with massive unused stock. According to a press release by the Health Ministry, a total of 7.4 crore doses were made available across the country in May, of which 1.85 were earmarked for private hospitals. Private hospitals across India procured these 1.29 crore doses and of the available 1.85. However, the government data shows that only 22 lakh doses were actually used. Experts believe the high prices of vaccines at the private hospitals in comparison to those in the government hospitals where it is mostly free could be the likely reason for people staying away. Ironically, the admission of the underutilization is mentioned in a government press release to media sort of reports that only 7.5% of the jabs were being used.